That was the Watson Twins doing a track from their covers EP. It's called Night Covers. And that was You Showed Me, originally done or made famous by the Turtles. Before that, we heard new music from Kurt Vile. His latest album is called Smoke Ring for My Halo. And that was Society Is My Friend. We had some older music from Golden Smog before that. And we started off with the Twilight Singers. Their latest album is called Dynamite Steps. I'm Juliette Fromhold, and I am very happy to welcome our next guest into the studio. He actually just reminded me that he was on with me back when this show had an old name, back when this show, before Kaleidoscope, when it was Evening Excursions, and I co-hosted with Chris Ulvis. And he is back with us to share some new music. I am talking about Nathan Peters. His band, Captain of Industry, is going to be doing some reunion shows coming up. We'll tell you about those. But first, let's hear some new music right now from Nathan Peters.
Bonsoir, here's the experimental dream, guided by the lighthouse rocking tree. Handshakes, well done, scouring the sea, seeping poison from only stream. Bathing beauty, oh how my teeth hurt, starving mommy. Wine will feed you, stay here by young ones, they will keep you. This my graveyard vow to you, sure he never bothers you again. Hey, Mr. Alligator, I finished this painting for you. Can you see all the pretty colors? Does it escape tail and then your head? I will help you with your vision again. Tell your fears to go away, they're not welcome here today. If you're tired and afraid, just say hey, not today. Thank you. ever feel afraid, you just remember I'm a memory away. I'm just a memory away. I'm just a memory away. I'm in your memories.
Nathan Peters live in the WYSO studios. Those are great. Now, the last one I know is an old old favorite right there, but
sure.
Kind of in a different context.
Yeah. It's funny because hearing that song, it's kind of sad, but it's like a loud pop song in reality. I think there's always that kind of cool, there can be that cool dichotomy of like, if you have a really poppy, bright, happy song, it can have a little darker undertone or theme.
Little something happening in the background there or that you can bring to the surface
sure.
in a different context. So it's been a while since you've been here on, well, on this show/the show this used to be. What have you been up to? Have you been writing a lot of songs in these past couple years, or did you kind of take a break for a while?
I kind of dropped off the face of the earth, really. Yeah. having a kid and stuff changes your life. It's been a great 2 years. I've been working like a madman. I think last year I worked 600 hours of overtime and just making my whole thing work. And but I started school a couple months ago, and really it's kind of crazy. Like, the busier I get, it's like the more things I want to do in my life. It's kind of how I've always been. But so I'm just like full steam ahead. Like, I want to start recording songs. I've been writing I've written some songs over the past 2 years, obviously, but kind of throwaway stuff. Just more recently, I've been writing kind of stuff that's sinking into me and feeling good about. So,
and are you envisioning whatever the end product being, a basically solo thing, or are you gonna try to do something with a band of some sort? Or
have well, I you think even for fun, I'm going to do a little recording project for sure. I doubt that we'll at least at first. There's no plans on it being a live band, but I plan on recording this month, so.
Very cool. Very cool.
We're going to rock.
something to look forward to, definitely.
You got to keep something out there. Chasing after the carrot.
Well, as you have sort of, started writing songs again in earnest more recently, do you find that, like, your writing style has changed, from, the time back when you were with Captain of Industry and putting out albums and things like that? Has your process changed or anything like that?
Not really. See, it's kind of like I've always done things randomly and then pieced it together. Like, that's why some of the strangest Captain Industry songs are so strange. Like, it'll literally be like 4 or 5 songs put together. And then I just kind of write weird song, words around it. And, something like the song Town. Not the song Town. The song Town. The last song on The Great Divide. That's literally like a bunch of pieces of different things kind of melted together. And that, I actually was watching a Beatles documentary, and they were talking about doing that. It used to, like, they would just throw, that, I woke up, got out of bed. That was a Paul, that little bit was a Paul song, and then the first part was a John Lennon song. Neither of them could figure out anything to do with the little parts and make it a real song, so they just, okay, we'll put some symphony thing here and just smash the two together. It's like one of my favorite Beatles songs. It's kind of cool. But that's how I've always kind of done it, just randomly. And I'm not a person that, like, sits down and tries to write songs. If I get, like, something in my head, I kind of go crazy for a while, and then I kind of drop off and don't write songs for a while. I kind of like to do other things in my life. So I'll get really obsessed with something and then kind of stop for a while and get obsessed with something else. And that's kind of what I always do.
Just kind of comes in bursts.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, do you plan on, I know that, there's the Captain shows coming up, the reunion shows, but do you plan on playing out as a solo artist going forward?
No.
You're honest.
I mean, I want to play in a band at some point, but I don't mind doing one every once in a while. Like, I've played a couple times just solo. I played once with The Beds, last summer, I think it was, and then I played once at Canal Street. But, generally I enjoy doing those, like, little intimate things, but it's like, if I'm going to play a little solo, so I'm going to go do it at Canal Street because it's more of an intimate environment. Like, it's not a rock show or a party, so people are actually paying attention. I played a solo show not too long ago where it was kind of like a party, and it's not very fun, don't think. I'd rather just play in a rock band.
That way you're louder than everybody else.
And then I get invited to the party.
I like that. Well, tell me a little bit about the Captain of Industry reunion shows. Was this something that you guys had in the works for a long time, or had wanted to do for a long time, or did it just sort of pop up. And...
Yeah, it was pretty random, actually. I saw John playing with Astrofang at Dayton Music Fest, and we were like, you know, long-lost brothers getting drunk together at the bar, and that's kind of how it started. You know, he expressed enthusiasm of doing something like that, and that kind of put me into gear, and like 3 weeks later I had it all lined up and a couple shows booked. So that's kind of how I do things. It's like, I want to, like, people think I'm crazy when I book stuff so far in advance, but I really like to be on top of things, and I want to put on an event. I don't want to do some local show. I want to do like a really fun, awesome thing. So I put together like a great bill, really excited about this bill, and just, you know, the way I always love doing big shows.
Well, and you've got Pretty and Nice coming in from Boston, and The Receiver coming in from Columbus, and then Rolly Yuma from right here in town. I mean, that is a big bill. And I mean, I can imagine that to pull something like this off with all the travel involved, you would have to kind of plan it in advance.
Yeah, I mean, I contacted Pretty and Nice pretty much first, because them and The Receiver, I just kind of thought, oh, this would be a great package. I've been obsessed with Pretty and Nice for a while now. I just think they're just one of the coolest up-and-coming bands. They do a lot, but they're just so much fun live. And, you know, I really haven't seen anybody in 10 years that I thought was, you know, better than them. You know, seeing tons of bands traveling all over the place. They're one of those people that just like, wow. I mean, it blew my mind when I first saw them. And, you know, their records are good and they're great live and they write just amazing, weird songs. They're awesome. They're like everything I ever wanted to be. So I'm excited for like more people to see them, because I don't think they've played for like a great Dayton crowd. And they deserve it. You know, they're just super rad. And then, you know, newcomers, Rolly Yuma, this will be my first time seeing them. They come highly recommended, and I've listened to them. I really like them. And so I'm really excited to see them play for the first time. And then, you know, The Receiver, we've been doing stuff with them for a couple years. So it'll be a little homecoming.
That's great. And so, and as far as like bringing people like Pretty and Nice into town, like, is that, do you see that as kind of like an advantage of, you know, being in a band or being part of a band that's putting on a big show, that you can sort of expose your local crowd to somebody really great from out of town that you're really excited about?
Sure. I mean, that, the thing to me is that's how I've always been. Like, you know, when I found a band that I got really into, like Carrie Claire from Cincinnati, I got them on like a big show with us, American Static, Motel Beds at Jilly's long back in the day. And literally that turned around into like a zillion shows in Cincinnati, which were like huge crowds with them. You know, those type of things where you make those really great connections with like a really great band, that's how you really do something. That's the community aspect to me. So to me, it's always like, I've always wanted to expose people to these awesome bands, like, because, you know, I remember driving up and seeing Carrie Clara and the Simpletons. I used to go to Cincinnati to see Eric's band, and he's just super talented and just another one of those people that should be like wildly famous, and he's not. It's just so strange to me, but like, you know, they're so cool. And so, yeah, I mean, I guess it's an advantage. I guess I don't know if I really answered your question or if I just am rambling.
No, you did. Okay. You did. You definitely did. Yeah. Yeah.
I tend to ramble.
No, you're fine. It's all good. Well, going back to this sort of mythical secretive recording project, or not so secretive maybe, how are you planning on doing it? Are you going to go into a studio? Or are you going to be doing some stuff at home, or kind of
a mix
thereof?
I think we're going to do it with Daryl from the Motel Beds. And I don't think anybody's going to learn the material beforehand, but it's going to be with a couple really, talented people. So I think it'll work out really well. And, you know, if we record something, if it actually happens, because I've been trying to make this happen for a while now, but I think it's actually going to happen in this month. So when it actually happens, I'll send you something.
Excellent. Excellent.
If it happens. There's always that if.
But. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. What do you think of that process of sort of like going into the studio and kind of not, you know, not having everything all set, just kind of creating as you record, can that be fun or stressful or both?
I think it's the 100% absolute best way to do it. Well, somebody needs to know what's going on.
Yeah.
So like, AKA like me, I need to know what's going on. But if you go in there with like talented people and you just kind of get something working and then you just do it. I mean, Tommy Cooper and I used to go to BHA and we just go in there and be like, okay, we're going to make a song. And in 45 minutes, we'd have like a full thing, drums, bass. I mean, just like, and it would be really cool. And you'd come up with some really cool stuff that way. I think if you don't do stuff like that, you don't create weird things. Like, No Talking in the Quiet Zone. Mm-hmm. That song is like one of the weirder Captain Ministry songs. That song was pieced together and randomly done. And it was all done in probably an hour or two. And that to me is just like one of the coolest ways of doing things. You know, you get some, when you get people in an uncomfortable situation to begin with, if they're really talented, they push on to something that they wouldn't necessarily do if they were sitting there thinking about what they wanted to do. So I kind of like, you know, I love recording like that. I just love just going in, and that's what I miss the most, is just going down somewhere and just randomly recording for fun. That was what the Gold Teeth EP was.
Yeah, a really fun EP.
So.
Well, it sounds like this process you're describing, sort of putting all these pieces together. I keep picturing like a collage.
Sure.
Like a song that is essentially a collage. Is that how you see it?
Sure. I mean, because, like, you know, I might have something really cool. I have nothing else. I've had that forever, okay? But, like, recently, I kind of pieced some stuff together, and I have like a chorus that doesn't really work or fit. It sounds strange if I play it all together, but I've written songs that were really cool that sounded really strange when they were put together. So I feel like half the time it's like convincing yourself that it's okay. Like, this doesn't make any sense sonically or anything else, but it's okay. And then your brain gets used to it. And that's probably why people... Captain Ministry was sometimes a hard sell. Because you can't just, like, listen to us and be like, oh, instantly accessible. Some of it is, but, you know, a lot of it's, like, takes people a minute to get used to. So,
You kind of already answered my question, but I was going to say, does doing that sometimes make it hard as far as if you say to people, like, I'm in a band, and, you know, the first question is always, oh, well, who do you guys sound like? And when you're working with all these different pieces and stuff, is it hard to even sort of pin that down, or even for yourselves to say, you know, we are this as a band, or do you feel like you even have to do that?
So what do you say, like, yeah, it's totally weird, because you can't tell someone. It's like, it would be like if someone said, oh, what band do you play in? You're like, yeah, I'm in Ween. Like, okay, what kind of music do you play? I mean,
exactly.
Blank stare, and other than, you know, some sort of, you know, rock and roll, what mm-hmm. else do you say? Alternative country, death metal / emo core? I mean, that's like Ween in a nutshell.
With a twist of
with
comedy.
With a twist of comedy and helium and drugs, and I mean, you know. So, yeah, it is a weird cell. Not that we're as weird of a cell as Ween. But, yeah, you can't listen to one Captain of Ministry song and it's like a slow song and get the idea of what Captain of Ministry is about. You kind of have to dive in a little bit. But we're going to melt some faces. We've been rehearsing. I'm actually going to go to rehearsal after here tonight. So.
Oh, very nice. Well, is it hard to sort of get back into that headspace or whatever of, you know, having this band and being together for many years and then being away for a while and not playing together? Does it just all sort of click when you guys have gotten back together or rehearse, or do you sort of have to ease back into that?
It was a little more of an ease this time. like the last show we played, you know, like I think it was 2 years ago, two summers ago or something like that. It had been almost like, you know, 8 months before we had played that last show. So that was really like, we thought we might need a bunch of rehearsals, but we got together and played and it was like, we'd just not, you know, it was like we just had rehearsed or played a show last week. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This time around, it's been like a long time since we played together. And it was a little more of like, there was a little more of a learning curve. Like I even forgot some, you know, parts of songs and, but you know, it's kind of cool that way. Cause it's, we're coming at it at a different angle and we just, when you relearn things sometimes, you find some things out that you can do better. And, but, otherwise, I mean, you know, the last time we played, it felt like great. So I think we're falling in really well. I think the first night was a little strange. We were all a little bit drunk. And but, yeah, I think, you know, we've rehearsed a bunch now, so I'm excited.
Are you guys really making an effort to make everything sound essentially the same as it was? Are you kind of taking some liberties with your own songs and sort of letting them evolve as you're you know, getting back to playing together?
I'm trying to do everything the way I used to do it.
Yeah.
That said, not much of that is happening. Well, I should say like percussion and stuff, yeah, that's going to be pretty spot on. You know, Kevin changed what he played on all the different songs probably 30 or 40 times within the whole band cycle anyway. I read his some of what he wrote back to Kyle Melton, and yeah, he's not planning on from all I can tell, he's not planning on doing, he's just kind of going to do what, you know, because, you know, he always did kind of like the crazy pedal stuff. And so what he kind of said was that he's going to do it with what he's doing now,
mm-hmm.
to what he's doing now. So, like, you know, he might not have the whammy anymore, so he might not be doing that weird whammy stuff. He might have this other strange pedal. I mean, he's got like a million pedals. So I plan to play everything as best as I can remember how it was played. You know, it's not going to be – it was never – the cool thing about Captain of Industry is it was never, like, set in stone. We were never like that. We were constantly evolving how we played things live. And, you know, you could have the same song and listen to it over, like, a, you know, 8-year span, and it would have changed, you know, 8 times in little small ways that probably we only really knew anyway.
just... Smaller changes stretched out over a longer period of time.
Right. Slow evolution.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think I want to hear some more music.
Okay.
Is there anything else that we need to let people know about the show at Jilly's? And I should add, for all of you listening right now, that Captain of Industry, the whole band, is going to be on Excursions next Friday with Nikki Dakota. So you should tune into that as well. That'll be the day of the show. So it'll be like your radio dress rehearsal, essentially.
I think the next day we're going to shoot a music video with like a production company in town.
Oh, man. Really?
Some buddies of mine, like, just really, like, they really want to do it. They've been, you know. They have been talking about this for literally since The Bronze was released.
Wow.
And they have kept up.
Yeah.
And they were like, okay, everybody's going to be in town. Like, when can we do it? And, you know, so I still have to double confirm with everybody. I think we're going to go do, for Eyes Everywhere, we're going to do like a blue, they have a big green screen and everything. It's going to be like very, like, legit, strange music video. It's wild times.
Oh my gosh! So we have something to look forward to then.
Possibly
after the show. That's great. Well, because you guys did shortly, I want to say right around the time of the last. Slightly after the last show, you guys had the music video that Trevor Holland did.
Oh, slightly before then.
Slightly before then. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, and there was one that is not on the internet, which Michael Yates. You should put that on the internet. He did a He did a video back in the day. He used to work for the WB when it was the WB, for that the Daily Buzz show. And he made a music video for us, like, way from the first record. I can't even remember the song now. Anyway, it doesn't matter. There's one out there, too. I'd like to see it because it was hilarious. So
there's some other archival Captain of Industry video floating around there, somewhere.
There is. There's, like, mannequins and money on a waterbed and jacuzzis. They actually rented the Neon Theater and had, like, a big audience for, like, a Price is Right, like, scene. And it was, like, a game show. It's very odd.
Oh, see, this makes me want to see it now.
Yeah, and I'd like to see it, too. I mean, I don't know where it is, but I've tried to find it online. It's not online, so. And I tried to find Michael Yates on Facebook, and I couldn't find him.
Well, I hope he's listening tonight, and we'll get that video out.
It's quite possible. Or one of our friends that knows him.
Ah, there you go.
Might be listening tonight. Perfect. And they'll be like, oh, he's my friend on Facebook.
Perfect.
And then they'll be like, rip, rip, rip.
I think that should be the official Facebook sound effect from now on. Yep, that's perfect.
All right.
Well, shall we hear some more live tunes, Nathan?
Yeah, who's your favorite retro artist, Cat Stevens or Neil Young?
Oh, that is such a tough choice. Shelley's voting for Cat Stevens.
Okay.
And, oh, but I like Neil Young, too.
Yeah, but we love cats.
That's true. We do love cats. So
you do love cats?
We do love cats. Everybody here on Kaleidoscope loves cats. So we will say Cat Stevens.
Okay. Well, I'm going to play one more Captain song, an older first album. And then I'm going to do a Cat Stevens song.
Awesome.
Just for your cats.
Awesome. Right. We're here, Nathan Peters, live on Kaleidoscope.
Socks are on the line, bright. There is nothing else to say. They will all be mine sometime. Oh, and then on us to pay. The ground fell out below you, but you didn't have a clue. Sit inside, that's all there is to do. Stop. stop the show. You've got to get on. You know what has become. You know what has become of the line. I socks are on the line. Socks are on the line, bright eyes. Everything to you. You say you wanna start something new, and you never wanna see yourself. No, don't be a bad girl. And if you wanna leave, take good care. Hope you make a lot of nice friends out there. Just remember there's a lot of bad and beware.
Nathan Peters live on Kaleidoscope. Check him out. He'll be playing with Captain of Industry on March 13th at Jilly's and March 14th at Scully's in Columbus. That show will feature Rolly Yuma, The Receiver, and Pretty and Nice. And then are you guys also doing a show in Cincinnati later in the month?
Yeah. My great friend Greg from Cincinnati really wanted us to play with them at And so a few of us, not Kevin won't be there, but John, Ian, Tommy, and I, we're going to play at Northside for our old Cincinnati friends. So
excellent. So wherever you may be in the in this general region, check out Captain of Industry this month. The big party here in Dayton is May 13th at Jilly's. Nathan, I want to thank you so much for coming out. This is awesome.
It's been my pleasure. Sorry for botching Cat Steven lyrics.
It happens. It's the magic of live radio.
Yeah, I know. I knew it. That's the best part.
So. Well, check them out, Captain of Industry, and you can hear the full band here on WYSO on March 13th, the day of the Jilly's show, on Excursions with Nikki Dakota. We'll remind you of that on next week's show as well. We're going to take a listen right now to one of the bands that's going to be playing with Captain of Industry. This is Pretty and Nice from Boston.